All right, good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the first Rules Committee meeting of this session. Today's, I wrote December 23rd. What am I thinking? Today is the 23rd. The time is 2:06. And present for the record is Representative Millett, Representative Kurtula, Representative Olson, myself, Chair Dahlstrom, Vice Chair Heron, Representative Gardner, Representative Newman. And we have a CS before us. I would entertain a motion to adopt the CS for the purpose of discussion.
Madam Chair, I would move to adopt the committee substitute for House Resolution 13 rules for the purposes of discussion.
Are there any objections? All right, seeing none, the CS is adopted. So we have before us, and this is version E. I just want to make sure everybody has the correct version in front of them.
All right. Back to you, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir. Okay, the sponsor of the bill is tied up in a finance committee meeting, and we do have a representative of his, Mr. James Armstrong, if you could please come forward. And if anyone has questions, they could be directed to Mr. Armstrong on this bill.
Madam Chair.
Representative Heron.
Page 2, line 11, after representatives, is that the word, is that please or requests?
Requests. Thank through you. The Chair, James Armstrong. On the CS, do the drafters use the Attorney General's middle initial? So we corrected it. It's just a pretty simple forward resolution. It describes the history of the IM program and for the last 25 years, and just requests the Assembly to rescind its action and having the program stay in place. So Representative Stoltz would like to see it go away.
So, okay.
Just one observation, how time flies. I was the staffer that worked for Senator Donnelly and changed it to a biennial program, which paved the way for two-year registration statewide.
I know that was much nicer for residents. Are there any other questions for members of the committee? All right, with Representative Kurtula.
Why did the Assembly rescind its decision then? I mean, if we've met air attainment, why would they do that? I mean, any reasons that you know of?
Well, through the Chair, the makeup of the Assembly changed, and they decided to rescind their action. It was an 8-2 vote to terminate the program on January 1st. Makeup changed, and they decided to keep the program on a 6-4 vote. Assembly Member Coffey abstained from both votes.
Follow up?
Conflict of interest.
No. Thanks.
Okay. Do I see any other questions from members of the committee? All right. I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Newman.
Was there an amendment to be made on this?
We have a CS before us, but not an amendment. The CS corrected the mistake that, as Mr. Armstrong stated, we have several Dan Sullivans.
Really?
All right. Representative Heron.
Madam Chair, I move to report CS for House Resolution 13 rules out of committee with individual recommendations.
All right. Are there any objections? Seeing none, this resolution will move from committee. Representative Heron.
Madam Chair, I move that the House Rules Standing Committee delegate authority to calendar all measures to the Chair of the House Rules Standing Committee.
Is there any objection to that?
Question, yeah. Madam Chair?
Representative Gardner.
We did this last year. Is it something that has to be done annually?
Representative Gardner, it is when there is a change in who's sitting in the chair.
Oh, of course.
So that is the only reason why.
Thank you.
But otherwise, good question. All right. So that motion stands. The authority is delegated. to myself as chair to calendar rules committees, and CS number 13 will move from House Rules. The time is 2:10, and we're adjourned.
Very efficient.
Can we set the top?